This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Jack, a couple of things. Because you know better that there's a difference between having somebody come forward with evidence of a crime, as the FBI also does, and having intelligence reveal its sources and methods. You know that there's a significant difference in the danger of exposing those two different types of information. And also, just for point of fact, Nunez may have wanted Clapper to come out and expose methods and sources. Clapper didn't want to do that, but Clapper says he tried to call Nunez three times, which makes Nunez look like he was trying to score some political points and pull a stunt and not actually get information from Clapper, because he could have done that on a phone. He didn't need the hearing for it.
Well, Chris, I don't know. I know Devin Nunez. I know Peter King. I believe you do. I know you've interviewed them before. These are really serious guys. To have a classified hearing is nothing to them. There's a room. I've been in it. I've had these classified briefings. It's a well-swept room. There's no bugs in it. And they can talk about anything they want inside that room. And Devin Nunez is a guy, and Peter King as well, who have a track record of keeping confidential information, classified information. They deal with it on a weekly basis. So to me, for Clapper not to step forward is really disturbing. But remember what President Obama said on Friday. He said that there was evidence that hacking took place on DNC and on John Podesta's emails. There was no evidence that it disrupted or affected the election results. And there is this kind of perception that, they broke into the voting machines in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, or anywhere else, and they swayed the outcome. And that's not true. What they did is they embarrassed the DNC. And we also know about hacking that you make it look like somebody else did it.
Well, but,
and it's highly unlikely that only Russia was doing it. There's probably hacking going on all over the place from other countries as well, and lone wolf actors.
Okay, so here we are once again, Scott. What's the rule of law here on Bill Martinez Live? In the absence of truth, opinion reigns, right? Take the facts out, and we can just let opinions fly all over the place. See, and the Republicans are getting themselves in a place that they don't need to be in right now, because it's almost like they're taking this thing personally. Look at, you don't even know the facts yet. Let's find out what the facts are. And they get themselves all exercised about it. And what this is all pointing to is that maybe, there should be an independent investigation. Go ahead and investigate it. Find out. Let's figure this stuff out once and for all. You got the DNC saying, look, we've been busting people for 50 years and we're not going to stop now. We got, from Veritas, from James O'Keefe's video. And then you have all the WikiLeaks information and the leaks about the DNC and the shenanigans they were doing, from Donna Brazile giving, heads up and exact questions to Hillary Clinton's campaign. all these things that came up. Let's go through, oh my gosh, what a novel concept called due process, huh?
Yeah, it seems to be, it is weird that they're engaging in this. And they should want to figure out what actually happened and how much hacking was done.
And whose doorstep should it be at?
In whose doorstep? Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be on the Republican. I mean, last time I checked, President Trump doesn't take over till January the 20th. I mean, he's still president elect.
And I think this is this is one of the problems with politics right now. They forget that they're on the same team.
Right.
And that's the problem with all of it, is that we're all on the same team.
Yeah, well, why be defensive? Let's go find out what the truth is. Let's figure this stuff out, run an investigation. I mean, all kinds of innuendo. I mean, because you got, Putin going, hey, look, put up or shut up. Show me the evidence that we're we're entangled in this. Go ahead and reveal it. If you're not going to go, then, quit maligning us and making it look like it's all us when, even in this statement
this
here.
This goes right in with news, though. You put the story on the front page, but you put the retraction on page 15.
Of course. Right. Yeah, and then people wonder why. I mean, the media wonders, oh, gosh, I cannot believe the people don't believe us anymore, and they think so lowly of us. Well, they can only know you by your fruit, right?
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And every once in a while, it's okay, ladies and gentlemen, to hit the pause button, you know. We don't need to just keep going forward just for forward's sake. Every once in a while, just evaluate. You know, I have those things like I'm always fond of referring to. In the Old Testament, it says Selah, S-E-L-A. You know, those are those moments that we need to ponder and kind of graze on. And sometimes we just need to slow down just a little bit and check it out. And sometimes, you know, the world just makes you slow down, like what we had to go through this weekend. I want to bring in Bruce Kaufman. Bruce, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide, regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. You know, the comments that we get whenever Bruce is on the air and are just a plethora and quite congratulatory. They always, you know, they get so much from your lessons here, Bruce. And, you know, we try to have a conversation and try and take it out of the classroom, but I guess maybe they haven't heard about some of this stuff that we talk about, you know, our country's history. They may feel like they're in a classroom, but, hey, nonetheless, we're excited that they enjoy what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And Bill, as always, thank you for having me on the show. It is really one of the highlights of my time.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I was telling you, I didn't have much of a highlight this weekend. It was a long one. Talk about being forced to hit the Selah button. I made a mistake. You know, we talk about hacking, all the hacking, DNC, all the stuff, hacking stuff going on, the Russians and everything. And, you know, it's the season for hacking. And so I'm especially cautious on the things I click on. I'm checking URLs. We're, you know, looking at things. And in the middle the other day of, you know, some things I was doing on the computer, I get a little pop-up. It says, your flash is out of date. Your Adobe flash is out of date. You need to update it. And even then, the way it came up kind of bothered me a little bit, but I thought, eh, okay. And so without thinking too much, I needed a Selah moment. I didn't take a Selah moment like I needed to. I hit it, and my computer all weekend long was an absolute mess. You know, and I'm trying to get a hold of my IT guy to see what we can do. My son, he's like, you know, he's beside himself because he's like the tech genius. And Dad, I told you, what are you doing? You know, I go, hey, you know, you weren't here, you know, and because you do this all the time. I go, I do not do this all the time. But, you know, that's why you're my son. I need you and I need grace and mercy right now. I don't need criticism. But anyway, I had an enduring process. It took me about a day and a half to get this thing cleared up. But these guys are quite sophisticated, Bruce. I mean, because they connect with you and then tell you, well, you know, we're from, you know, they kind of suggest they're from Comcast, which is our carrier.
This has happened to me.
And they're really good about this. And here's this number, and you need a level 3 technician, and on, and here's the number to call. And I'm like, you know, trying to take care of this. Meanwhile, I got pop-ups going. I'm throwing them in the trash can, another pop-up. I mean, it's like whack-a-mole here.
Yep, absolutely. The one thing I learned was whenever you see that, never, ever call the number that they leave on your screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm getting a plethora of Russian brides that are interested. and having a relationship with me. I don't know what it's all about, you know. I just forward those to my wife. I let my wife take care of those, you know. So, but that's a whole other story. But still, yeah, these guys are really good, you know, because then they have. And I got to tell you this. I did call. I will admit, I did call the 800 number. I said, let me. And sure enough, I mean, it's like I go, are you guys really with Comcast? Are you going to make this worse? You know, what do you? And I mean, and I'm asking, and they're like vague and dodging stuff. I go, you know, I don't feel good about it. And they go, don't hang up. Don't, you got a problem? We can take care of it. I go, no, you're going to make it worse. Yep. Goodbye. You know. Yep. So, but all that to say, we finally got it resolved. And so I'm only sharing that because, like you say, this has happened to you, and it's probably happened to many of our listeners, and you know, our family of listeners here, and we say, hey, be on guard, and you know, hacking is alive and well, and doggone it, you know, we just can't blame everything on Putin these days, but he seems to be the Charlie Brown of the hacking society, I guess, that we can blame everything on him, right?
Certainly the Democrats are feeling that way. You're absolutely right, Bill.
Yeah, but, you know, just real quick, sorry, before we talk about Christmas, I don't want to talk about Christmas past and present here with you, but you know, Scott and I were talking about this. I don't understand why the Republicans are picking this up like it's their problem. I mean, this isn't that their doorstep, but they want to pick up. Look, at that's somebody else's bone to pick up. If anything, they should just say, hey, we agree. We said there was a problem here. Let's just investigate this deal and let's check it. Let's check this stuff out. You know, you got the Democratic Party saying, look, or at least operatives within the DNC saying, we've been busing people for 50 years. We're not about to stop now. And all these shenanigans that came out in the Veritas video, and you've got a DNC, you know, leader handing off questions in advance to Hillary Clinton's camp. You know, what's up with all that stuff? Yeah, I think it requires, a bipartisan investigation. Let's look into it and find out what's going on.
Yeah, also, if I might point out that the Republicans have been saying the Russians have been a problem since, I don't know, 1944, 1945.
Right.
Mitt Romney pointed out that Russia is our biggest enemy during one of his debates with Obama, and Obama laughed that off as if, what a total idiot.
Yeah, the 1980s called, they want their...
Yeah,
they want their policy back. Are you kidding me? Yeah, what do you look like now, you know?
Exactly.
So yeah, it's just, you know, we say fondly on this show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and man, it is all over the place. But I just don't understand the Republicans, you know, why they're taking this on like it's their problem. It's not their, I mean, it's all of our problems. And that's the way they should look at it, is look at, you know, hey, we're you know, I agree. We need to get together and let's figure this stuff out and put all your cards on the table and let them, you know, whoever's guilty be exposed for what they need to be exposed for.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk Christmas. I just have, Bruce, I got to say, I feel this kind of resurgence. You know, we just got back from New York, our favorite time of the year and place to be in Manhattan. Something about, I don't know, there's something mysteriously magical about Manhattan. You know, that little rock there and 8 million people gathered and congested. I don't know what it is, but there's just something magical about Manhattan at Christmas. And you go there, and we have a great time. And in fact, I mentioned to people earlier that after all the years, 25 plus years, we've been going there, and we finally had a time to see the Rockettes. What a great show that was! Terrific. I'm embarrassed to tell everybody that, frankly, but you know. But
no,
great.
No. I saw my mom. I grew up in upstate New York. My mom would always bring us down to the city on Christmas, and we saw the Rockettes, and we'd walk down Fifth Avenue, and you know, we always watched the Miracle on 34th Street before we went down there. Mm-hmm. The tradition is wonderful, no question.
Yeah, there's just something special about it. But you know, the thing I started to feel was that maybe we've turned the corner on this this whole war on Christmas thing, because people were a little bit easier to say Merry Christmas. And, you know, we've been saying on this show for a number of years, it's like, look, it's just a blessing. Merry Christmas. Receive the blessing. If you want to say Happy Kwanzaa to me, it's okay. Hey, it's from your heart. I know you want to, you know, that's your understanding of the season. That's fine. Here's my understanding. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And, you know, I just started to sense this coming around, even in the retail stores, even though some of the kids, I can tell, and I say the young people, because I'm sure they've been corporately dictated, you shall not say Merry Christmas. It should be Happy Holidays, so nobody gets offended, you know?
Yeah, which is absolutely ridiculous. That's the whole church versus state thing that has been going on for far too long.
Well, maybe we've just exercised ourselves that we're all punched out on that, and maybe thank God for it. But, you know, we've really gone through quite a cycle that, you know, today I think we almost find ourselves, you know, celebrating Christmas in a different sort of way. This is not your father's Christmas, is it?
No, not any longer.
And we want to talk a little bit more about it on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Bruce Kaufman is with us talking about Christmas, past and present. Stay with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you!
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Is Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, we're reminded with that, you know, there's so much to be excited about in Christmas. You just love that innocence and that childlike expression. Santa, you know, it's just, and you know, you think about it, Bruce, and there's so much more really that we can be excited. But it begins to ignite some of the true emotions of this season that are very valid today, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the traditions on Christmas, Bill, are just absolutely fascinating, including Santa, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At Santa, the original Santa was actually, he was a saint. His name was Saint Nicholas, and we sometimes call Santa Saint Nicholas. He was mm-hmm. a saint in the 4th century A.D., 400 years after Jesus was born. And he was very rich, and so he began giving away his wealth in the form of presents to the poor, and that's how the tradition of giving, exchanging gifts at Christmas began. And then over here in America, of course, as most of your listeners know, Saint Nick morphed into Santa when Clement Moore mm-hmm. wrote that wonderful poem. It's now called "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." It was originally called "A Visit from Saint Nicholas,"
mm-hmm.
and so that's basically how Santa started. You and I have talked about how he originally came up with that poem. His wife had sent him out to get an extra turkey for Christmas dinner for the church they belonged to, and in those days, you know, you hailed a taxi. It was a horse driven sleigh in the winter in New York, and the guy who was driving the sleigh was this fat guy with a white beard and a white hair, and he was very jolly and whatever, and that's how Clement Moore came up with the story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got Santa, is but the reindeer, okay, this is an interesting kind of physiological fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unlikely that Rudolph was the head of it, because Rudolph is a male reindeer, and male reindeer shed their antlers in the wintertime. So it's pretty likely that the Rudy became Trudy, and that was, they were females who were actually driving
right.
the sleigh, because the males didn't have their antlers in the winter. Anyway, well, that's one of those little little Christmas facts that are not a lot of people don't know. But
well, yeah, that'll fire up an argument over Christmas dinner. I'll tell you right there. You know, it's like
will.
Yeah, here we are. Probably that's it. Play the gender card even on the reindeer now.
My bad. Anyway, but the more interesting really is how did Christmas become December 25th?
Yes.
Because, okay, and there's lots of different stories about this, one of which is that in the Gospel of Luke, okay, Luke 1:26-38, that's when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and says, "Behold, I have great news. You are going to bear the Son of God." And Mary says, "Well, how can that be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel says, "Don't worry, God's got that all worked out." And Mary says, "I am the God's servant. His will be done."
Mm-hmm.
And that apparently occurred on he gave that statement to her on March 25th, 9 months after March 25th. It's December 25th.
Right.
The only problem with that is that there's no mention of March 25th in that part of the gospel. But what has become the kind of the generally accepted legend is that Jesus was crucified on March 25th. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you look at the New Testament, there are various allusions to March 25th. That's right around Passover. So the tradition became that Jesus was crucified on March 25th. He was also conceived on March 25th. He was both crucified and conceived on the same day. Again, 9 months from March 25th is December 25th. None of this, of course, is, you know, historically, we cannot historically confirm it, but those are the legends.
Well, and so here it is today, December 25th. We continue to celebrate Christmas. But, you know, and I'm thinking back, you know, here with Saint Nick and how it all started and giving gifts, and I'm sure if they came back now saying, "Wow, you guys have missed the whole point. It was really it wasn't about giving gifts. It was about the relationship and the heart, you know, to give." And this is the thing that always is in contrast with anything that is of God and righteous and those things that are good and noble. We turn in, and particularly here in this country, and we commercialize it. And in that process, something grave and significant gets lost in translation, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, once again, this is a religious holiday. It's in the Christian world, it is the preeminent religious holiday. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's not so much about giving gifts, although, again, that started with the tradition of St. Nicholas giving gifts to the poor. So the original reason for giving gifts is actually a very, very good one. It was that St. Nicholas was giving gifts. He was helping out the poor, which Jesus would always mention as, you know, one of the highest Christian ideals you can do. You always look out for the poor. Right. And so St. Nicholas was, in tradition of Jesus' teachings, doing that. But you're right, it has morphed a little bit into two commercials since in the recent years.
And if you go back to the original Christmas gift, Jesus himself from God, and you talk about, you know, reaching out to the poor, you know, those of us who have been poor in spirit and are needful of a Savior. And God says, hey, look, I got the best gift for you. I got the answer of all questions, the answer that you need in the form of this little baby in swaddling clothes in a manger that we see every year on the 25th of December. And every year we have the opportunity to reconnect with a loving God that says, hey, regardless of you guys being a bunch of knuckleheads and doing some crazy stuff, I've got an answer for you.
Yeah, and absolutely, yes. But Jesus was born, and why was he born? He was born to die. He was born to die. He was born to be crucified to absolve us of our sins.
Right.
Jesus sacrificed himself, God and Jesus sacrificed Jesus' life in order to absolve us of our sins.
Yeah. And you think about it, I mean, how do you put your son on the altar like that? I mean, we read in the Bible when Abraham was called to execute Isaac to sacrifice his one and only son, which was kind of a pretense of what was going to come, you know, thousands of years later, or, you know, or 1500 years later, and in the sacrifice of God's only son. And how do you do that? How do you have the capacity within your heart to give up your son for people that are a bunch of knuckleheads?
And Jesus himself willingly ended his own life. And by the way, being crucified was one of the most painful experiences. You want to die. Crucifixion is not the way you want to die. And Jesus willingly was crucified, knowing that he was going to be crucified. He talks about it in the Bible. He says, one of the reasons I'm on earth now is that at one point I'm going to be going to Jerusalem, and I'm going to be sacrificed, and I'm going to be crucified. Mm-hmm. He knows that, and yet he goes to Jerusalem expecting that to happen. And crucifixion this is law and order Roman society, okay? Mm-hmm. And so Jesus was crucified. That was the worst punishment that you could hand out.
Yes.
I mean, there were other ways of punishing people for violating the Roman laws. That was the worst. And all Jesus did, really, all he did was preach, you know, his Christian message.
Yes. Yeah, love and mercy.
Right.
God's grace is salvation, and, you know, he's guilty of that. And for that, he is shamed, hung on a cross, like you said, which was the absolute worst thing, not to mention the suffering. I mean, you're basically suffocating as
you're
dying.
Yep.
I mean,
it is
extreme.
Crucifixion is, it's a long, slow, painful death. It's not like being shot, so you're executed, you're dead in a second.
Yes.
This is a long, slow, very painful death.
Well, it's Christmas here in America. Our prayer, Bruce, I know yours as well, is that we would reconnect with those original values that God demonstrated to us, example to us in giving his own son for our salvation. And that, somehow, if we could articulate and understand the significance and the true meaning of Christmas, it could be something really special, and maybe we could turn the tide here. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so very well. And you know what? The true meaning of Christmas is love one another and be willing to sacrifice for one another.
Yeah, goodwill toward all. I mean, if your heart is bent in that direction, well, I'll tell you, it really alters your perspective pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, sir.
Without a doubt. Bruce, make sure you go to Bruce at historylessons.net. It's at historylessons.net. That is the website. Thank you so much, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Santa's sleigh might fly right on past with all the camouflage around this place. So we bought every string of lights Walmart had. Now he can see the house from outer space. Shot down some ducks and some mistletoe. A lot of love and a pot of gumbo. Hunt you down a Christmas tree. Thank God Mama's cooking's free. Round up your redneck family and watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed
All the Ducksters, just having fun, you know, why not? It's 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. You know, there has been some controversy, when anything has Donald Trump's name associated these days, you can always look for controversy. But the Energy Department rejected Donald Trump's recent request for names of employees going to climate meetings. And you say, okay, why is that and why should we be concerned about it? Well, we'll explain in just a moment here. Our next guest, Ted Hatziantich, he's a senior attorney for the Center for American Future. He has served for 40 years as a lawyer in a variety of capacities in federal and state government, private practice, law teaching, in-house corporate counseling, and public interest advocacy. Ted, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you too, Bill.
Well, Ted, why should we be concerned about this? Trump, I think, gave a upfront request, and, hey, let me know what's going on in the Energy Department. And, boy, the progressives, the liberals went crazy over that request.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems to me that as the president-elect, he is entitled to information as to the status of what his administrative agencies are doing and why they're doing it and who's doing it. And It's just simply a request for information to find out what's going on in the Energy Department. So I'm not sure why that information is being treated as secret. I wouldn't think it had anything to do with national security. So
no.
There you have it.
Well, I think it's a matter of exposure and trying to figure out, you know, who's on the team here, and are they rallying, you know, the troops in such a way to be antithetical to the policies that they know Donald Trump's going to support? I mean, for so long, you know, they've been able to have their way with, you know, the whole climate discussion. They've declared it as a fact. It's beyond argument now, and it's a waste of time to argue and ask questions, which, you know, I find quite disruptive, especially for true scientists, because if you're a scientist, you're always asking, you're born asking questions. How do you stop asking questions?
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, it really goes back to 2009. Right after President Obama came back from the Copenhagen summit and basically rushed through under the Clean Air Act a finding that carbon dioxide, you know, that ubiquitous natural substance that's essential to life on Earth, that thing is a danger to human health and welfare. It literally was rushed through in a matter of weeks after he came back from that Copenhagen summit. And one of the really striking things about it is that it didn't receive any peer review from a blue ribbon panel called the Science Advisory Board, whose purpose is to basically determine the credibility of EPA scientific determinations. And the Obama administration completely circumvented the Science Advisory Board in making that finding.
Well, and then they wonder why there's a disruption on this, because meanwhile, they've circled the wagons, I'm talking about progressives and those that want to say that climate change is a fact and it's irrefutable. And not only that, they're putting pressure at every turn. Academically, if in academia, if you're not agreeing with the order of the day, you're censured. You're not allowed to come to the reindeer games anymore. And even more serious things than that, people losing their tenure, being fired over this deal, because they just find a way to, you know, get around it. So they're going to force you into this groupthink. And they have been very happy to maintain this echo chamber that they're in. And they're self-serving, you know, at a great expense. Because meanwhile, they've been able to tap into the coffers of the, you know, We the People's bank. And are taking money and directing it to reinforce their own ideology. I mean, this isn't, you know, this is a violation of true science, isn't this?
I think that's exactly right. And I've got a specific example that really reflects what you're saying. So in connection with the endangerment finding, I was investigating possible actions against EPA. And so I made an appointment with one of the top scientists at the Harvard Smithsonian Astrophysics Laboratory. He's one of the top climatologists in the nation. His name is Willie Soon. And I had a hotel room in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I asked him, well, you know, where should I meet you at your office? And the response was, and this is, you know, at the height of the Obama administration, well, you know, it would be really uncomfortable if I were seen speaking with you in my office. Let me go meet you at the hotel.
Wow.
And so he came to the hotel and explained to me, you know, why he doesn't buy, not so much, you know, whether the planet is heating and cooling, because it's been heating and cooling for millennia without any contribution for us, but why he doesn't buy the dogma that man-made carbon dioxide emissions are like the primary force or source of global warming. And he explained it when he brought his computer with him with all of the graphics and everything, and we spent 4 hours talking about it. And if he left, he says, I'm so sorry I couldn't host you in my office, but it just would be really politically inconvenient. Yeah. I mean, that's what it came to.
Right. Well, here it is. You know the truth. You're sitting on the truth. And meanwhile, you see all this injustice that's hanging around, people claiming that it's all man-made, man-caused, which goes into the dangerous scenario, and this is what they need to see. And I don't understand. I mean, maybe it's maybe we just take courage for granted, I guess, Ted, because it is going to take some courage to push back on this stuff, because where these people are going, I say these elites are going, it's all fundamental. They basically believe that the world cannot sustain the number of people that are currently alive on the planet. And as far as they're concerned, you know, at least 50% could be eradicated, and they'd say no big whoop, that it's all okay, because this is for the betterment of the preservation of humanity, by their own definition.
Yeah.
I mean, is that dangerous? I mean, am I reading this wrong? Or, I mean, everything that I've been studying about this, I mean, it just keeps pointing to this, you know, conclusion that I'm coming to. And I go, you know, and I've shared it with many experts along the way on the show and other private discussions. And they just look at me and they go, yeah, you're probably right. I go, wow, this is really scary stuff.
Yeah. You know, I think I would even take it a step further, Bill. I mean, I think it's beyond the preservation of humanity as being, you know, their prime directive. I think it's more like, hey, you know, humans are simply one part of this vast ecosystem. Mm-hmm. We've taken too much, and it's not so much for our preservation. It's basically that, you know, trees and critters deserve more rights than humans.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think that it goes back to almost a kind of primitive paganism and living off the earth. You know, if they receive their wish, the transformation of the energy industry, our entire culture, civilization, well-being depends now on fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pull the rug out from under those fuels precipitously, things are going to start crumbling. And I think that some of them realize it, and I think that some of them want that result.
They would see the end result. Somehow the ends would be justified by the, you know, by the means, no doubt. Ted Antichadze has been with us, senior attorney for the Center for American Future. Ted, thank you so much. Good stuff here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you know, every word that you say.
The music of Hillsong United, I got to tell you, you know, sometimes this word is overused, you know, when you talk about music and artists being anointed, and I can appreciate how some people may think that, but let me tell you, when you know when music has been anointed, when it touches you so deeply. And we're going to be visiting here with Dylan Thomas, who's with Hillsong United. And, of course, earlier this year, they released the movie that blew everybody's mind, Hillsong Let Hope Rise, the movie. And it was so touching. And the movie itself, typical of Hillsong United, you could not come away. I mean, I don't know how people sat in their seats. They were applauding. They were raising their hands. They were celebrating. And Dylan Thomas, Dylan, of course, with Hillsong United, joined them at an early age. He grew up in Sydney, started attending Hillsong Church there when he was 11 years old, and began serving in Hillsong's kids ministry as a guitar player when he was 13, later served in both the youth ministry and the main church, and has been a member of Hillsong United for 11 years. Dylan, has this blown you away as well? The response, the blessing that Hillsong has been, not only to to Australians, but around the world, I mean, you're singing the music that their song, that their hearts are longing to hear.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I think it's just absolutely, I mean, you can't really put your finger on it, but I think that God's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just been such an amazing journey, and we're so grateful that we get to be part of this, and it's just been absolutely amazing, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, and you bring up a good point here, because I find myself, you know, in the same sense of feeling as you're having right now, is how do finite people express an infinite God and emotions that are infinite, which is what I believe that Hillsong United is tapped into. So it is difficult to explain, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to quote, I mean, C.S. Lewis is amazing, where he says, you know, if I could, you know, comprehend God, then maybe it's not God that I've comprehended, you know. So I think that's for us, is, you know, we're always thinking about something that's so much greater than ourselves. That's always been, you know, what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. What was it like for you personally to be involved in this project?
To speak of the movie specifically, I mean, I think one of the things that was so special about this project was that we didn't really make the film about ourselves. We had a movie producer who came to one of our worship nights in Los Angeles and wanted to be a part of this. And so for us, it was so, I guess, so special to have someone from the outside wanting to try and, I guess, tell a little bit about our story, which is truly just that, you know, we're ordinary kids from Australia who were part of a youth ministry, and we just always wanted to put God first. And, yeah, I mean, there's nothing really extremely special about it, and we just wanted to put God first in everything that we did. And so to have someone, I guess, come and want to tell that story was just awesome, and we couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, it was certainly, I guess you could say, ripe for the telling. You know, the film explores Hillsong's humble beginnings and astonishing rise to prominence as an international church whose songs are sung every Sunday by more than 50 million people worldwide. I mean, that is incredible, Dylan. You know, the range, the breadth of influence and the stage that God has given you. And it really is God doing this, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think if there was ever a moment where we felt like we were doing it, then that wouldn't be right. And I think that one of the things we've always prayed in every aspect of what we've done, that God be right front and center of everything we do. I think, you know, one of the things we prayed over the last album that we did was that really, you know, we wanted to build the best boat we could, but at the end of the day, God had to breathe in the sails. You know, we would set the sails, but he had to breathe in this thing. So at the end of the day, it's all about, I guess, giving our everything, giving our best, but that Jesus is front and center of everything that we're a part of. And I think the day that it becomes anything else, it's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that's encouraging is Hillsong, as we said, was born out of, you know, the youth. It was the youth coming together. Its genesis was in the youth department, where probably, and this is something I think to behold by other churches, is that you have talent there in the pews, and the opportunity is to, how do you utilize that? How do you bring that into the body of Christ and give it, you know, a form and expression so that the talents are utilized? I mean, because there you are. I mean, you know, most 13-year-olds, I mean, they're not going to put you on the main, quote-unquote, main stage of a church, but it was being faithful in the little things, and God elevated you to the grander things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could figure it out myself, but the reality is I think it's God's grace. I think, you know, one of the things that I think is so cool about our church is that it really is about raising up the next generation, and I was so fortunate enough to be around people that really believed in me and saw, I guess, something that maybe I didn't even see in myself, and that hopefully I'm doing the same for the next generation. I think that, you know, our youth is the future, and so I think our senior pastor, Brian and Bobby, just saw that in the youth ministry and wanted to, I guess, equip us and give us an opportunity to really express what was in our hearts. And so I think that we have to do the same for the next generation, just the same.
Dylan, how do you feel about the movie? I mean, I mentioned that you were blown away But I mean, this probably has to touch such a deep part of you to realize this response. I mean, you guys know that you're popular. I mean, your social media presence reaches over 100 million people globally. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has a lot of people, but I mean, you dwarf him. Donald Trump could only wish that he could have 100 million people, even the president of the United States. I mean, which is such a grand thing because, you know, the message that you're carrying is much grander than any president of this country or any other country, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of incomprehensible, but I think that's the nature of God. It's like I don't think we're meant to kind of figure this out. We just believe that God's put something in our heart, in our hands, and we need to do the very best with what's in our hands to express what's in our heart. So for us, that's been music, and that's been, I guess, an expression of our faith, and we just want to do the very best with that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, Dylan and the group have a real blessing for us because tomorrow, Hillsong, Let Hope Arise, the movie, releases on DVD and Blu-ray. So just in time for the holidays, if you missed it in the big screen, this is the one, when you get the family together over the holidays, that you'll want to watch more than once. Trust me. If it's been a while since you've gone through a goosebump episode, this will put goosebumps on top of the goosebumps. I mean, it will reconnect you and help you appreciate the true reason for the season. Not about the gifts that are under the tree, but that eternal gift that's in that little manger that is represented every year, the eternal gift that God himself gave to his creation so that we'd all be saved, right?
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Dylan, and all our best. We continue to pray for Hillsong United that you would all remain faithful to God's call on your lives. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when you have this kind of, you know, popularity. There's, there's a lot of pressure to do things, to step away and outside of the quote unquote anointing and think it's about you. And, we spoke earlier this year with another band member, with Matt Crocker. And
yeah,
you guys have such a heart of humility. And I know that it's got to be because of accountability, because you're prayerful about what you're doing, and you're, above all, you don't want to do anything that'll dishonor the God that created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think that's one of our biggest prayers, is that we'll always keep Jesus front and center. And like I said earlier, it's like the second it becomes about anything else, then I think it loses its power, and I think it takes the attention away from what it's truly about. And I think that's all about Jesus and putting him front and center.
Well, where can the people go for information on the movie?
I think it's hillsongmovie.com.
Yeah, hillsongmovie.com. Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. And also hillsongunited.com.
/United, right, for the band, and get information there. So it's all right there. Dylan Thomas with Hillsong United. Congratulations on the movie. Release tomorrow. A must gift for all your friends this year.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens.